Parker, we said, is irrelevant.
That's right. And we've got to open that Old Testament. It's just the Psalms alone will give you so many names of God. But if you shut out the Old Testament, you're missing all these great names of God.
Amen. Well, thank you, sister. You have done a magnificent job in bringing those before us, trusting in the names of God, drawing strength from knowing who He is. Your gift of $13 or more to Save America Ministries, friend, is going to put this extremely encouraging and helpful faith-building book in your hands. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. Again, write to us at Save America Ministries. And I want to urge you to become a partner with us day after day. We're preparing the way of the Lord for history's final hour, as we have been today, focusing on trusting God in tough times. And I want to urge you to become a partner with us. We cannot continue without your assistance. God uses people to meet the needs of ministry. And it costs us hugely to stay on your station. If you value it, send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. God bless you. Be a blessing. Let's trust the Lord.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismier. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision.
This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Melody Cederstrom, who supports Radio Liberty, and we certainly support her. We think she does a good job for our listeners. Hi, Melody. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. I'm doing just great. Thank you very much.
Well, what's the latest thing from your point of view as far as the financial progressive destruction of America is concerned?
Well, I believe the what we've been seeing here at Discount Gold and Silver, we've been seeing gold prices, of course, respond to that destruction, and gold has been responding very well to the decline of the U.S. dollar. And once it broke through that $1,000 level, we've certainly seen its upward movement quite rapidly up towards the 1,100 mark. We're about at 1055 right now, and in the aftermarket, the overseas market, gold is basically trading pretty much flat from today's prices. So, and we have the dollar gaining a little bit strength in the aftermarket. So we'll have to see how it continues through. But, of course, there's a lot of commentary out there with a lot of positive comments for gold, of course, because everyone really knows where this is all headed with the billions of dollars that are being printed and given away, the unemployment. The recovery really is not. It's just all smoke and mirrors. The recovery cannot happen when people do not have jobs. The only recovery that is taking place has been within the large financial institutions along with Wall Street, and that's where you see the recovery. But the normal people, people like you and me and people out there that are there's people that are struggling out there trying to find jobs, and they find it very difficult. They have given up. A lot of people have given up, and our unemployment continues to rise. And I recently just saw an article where the higher jobless rates will be sort of become the norm. Of course, I believe the real numbers are a lot higher than the 10% in which they're quoting right now. And so I'm not sure if they're meaning the 10% will become a regular norm of the jobless rates here in the country, or the real rate, which has been reported around 20%.
And I think it's so important for people to understand that the figures don't lie, but liars can figure, and they are not telling us the truth about the true unemployment rate. And anybody, certainly you can talk about the U2 unemployment. U2 is the unemployment, certainly the real unemployment. They simply juggle the figures, they change the definitions, and U2 is the calculated as it was probably 6 or 8 years ago. But basically it includes the people who have had to take a dramatic cut in income, and then the people who have certainly given up work. So the government will admit that U2 unemployment is about 16.2. John Williams, who calculates this before they added on something called the birth-death ratio, which is simply a vehicle for fudging the figures. Why John Williams at shadowstats.com says the real unemployment is about 20%, in a nation with 130 million jobs, you're talking between 25 million and 30 million people unemployed. Here in California, it's up over 12%, and 12.2%, something like that. Those are the official figures. It's much worse than that. You go to Modesto, 40% of the people are unemployed. And believe me, I fear that many other parts of the country are going to have similar problems. Probably not that bad. But we're going to see an awful lot more people losing their jobs and losing their homes before this is over, because we're simply in the eye of the hurricane. We'll be right back. Well, certainly as we look and see what's happening, of course, everybody is... So many people out there are already beginning to think, well, think maybe things are coming back again. Do you know who Dave Rosenberg is, Melody? Do you ever read his material?
I've heard the name, but I couldn't recall any of his articles.
Well, basically, he used to be the senior economist at Merrill Lynch, and it really was very well thought of, and he has his own advisory system. He has something called Breakfast with Dave. It's daily email, just his commentary on what's going on, and I think he's very, very perceptive. Maybe it's because he agrees with me, or maybe it's because I agree with him, but he simply goes into what's going on today and how everybody's trying to tell you that certainly things are great, the market's going up, but he says if you look at there's no basis for the market going up because there's no value there. I mean, certainly the stocks are not making adequate returns to justify that it's going up. We know that the CEOs, people, the insiders in the major companies, are selling 30 shares for every one share they're buying. If the people who are running the companies don't have any confidence in the companies, how can they express us to have confidence in the companies? But I think, and I'm firmly convinced, that the whole market is being manipulated for the psychological impact on the American people until some incident comes along. And it may very well be an incident that they, and that is the Brotherhood of Darkness that I write about, decides that they're going to just drop the bottom out of the market. And then there will be the other side of the eye of the hurricane, and that's really, I think, that when things will really begin to get bad. So all we can do, but if you ever have a chance, Dave Rosenberg's his name, and certainly Bob Chapman speak quite highly of him. So I think that he's one of the better observers out there. I think people like Peter Schiff, Jerry Salenti, although Peter Schiff's advice on foreign stocks hasn't been too good, by his overall analysis, I think, of the market is excellent. I like Ambrose Evans Pritchard's too, although I don't think Ambrose Evans Pritchard understands the conspiratorial aspect of the market. I think that he has a pretty good grasp of what's going on. And the most significant thing is not the stock market. It's the fact that the dollar is losing its preeminence, and this is going to have a profound effect on the world monetary system. And it's very obvious that people in the know, many of the countries, the central banks, are trying to get gold now to back their currencies because they realize that the storm is coming. And when that storm comes, of course, there are going to be an awful lot of ships that flounder. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Of course, we're going to really have sort of an open lines with Melody Cedarstrom from Discount Sold in Gold and Silver. So if you're out there and give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But the Brotherhood of Darkness continues shipping our jobs overseas. We've talked about how, with the United States government owning 60% of General Motors, General Motors is opening new plants in China and in India. Ford Motor Company was opening new plants in China and India. Fiat, which of course was given, simply given the Chrysler Motor Company, so that they would open new plants, is opening new plants, so there are going to be lots of jobs in Mexico and Italy. But nobody points out that, what about the new plants in the United States? Well, basically, of course, they are closing down dealerships in the United States. Why are they closing them down? Because they know that there are not going to be that many cars being sold. And they're closing down a big plant here in Northern California, big General Motors plant, and they're closing down Saturn. They're selling off Saturn. I don't know what they're going to do with Saturn, but they're selling off Hummer, and they're selling off Pontiac, or giving away Pontiac, or who knows what they're doing. But the plan is to destroy industrial production in America. If you understand, they're intentionally planning to destroy industrial production as part of a long-range plan. We have interviews in the early 1990s talking about the plan as it was revealed to a group of doctors in 1969, probably if you never heard our interviews, called the New Order of the Barbarians. My interviews with Dr. Dunnigan, Randy Engel's interviews with Dr. Dunnigan in the early 1990s. You need to get it. You need to listen to it. You need to understand there is a long-range plan to transfer the wealth of our country to other nations. Well, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you'd like to talk to Melody. So Melody said, this is what is really so disturbing, is that there is a plan. It's being carried out. It's been written up by Stephen Rockefeller, David Rockefeller's nephew, in the Earth Charter, point 10A. Talks about the transfer of America's wealth to other nations. And people find it so hard to believe. They don't want to believe this.
No, they don't want to believe it, because everything that they believe, they'd have to change. They'd have to change their whole lifestyle, their whole way of living, their whole way of thinking. And I guess it's just a little easier for them to say that it is not real. And, of course, we've been so conditioned by so many things through television and the news and for so many years that it is sort of a brainwashing that has affected people's thinking, along with the internet. I mean, everything they do, they have a way. I mean, billions of dollars, that I believe there's a lot of programs that we've seen over the years where you can see how they condition people and are also splitting people. It's right and it's wrong, and they're dividing people in so many different areas, and a lot of anger is brewing. And our whole morality and our whole being of people of this country anymore is, and I think they become so confused also, they don't know what to believe, and it's easier to just ignore it than it is to take a stand.
Well, I know how they feel. I wish I could ignore it and simply go out and play golf or travel, but I'm called to do what I'm doing. I'm sure you are as well. Well, let's go to Herman. We've got a full board of people calling in. Hi, Herman. How are you doing?
Good. I'll make this quick. One of your comments in the past, Doctor, is that we are in a race to the bottom as far as who can build things cheaper. And that our standard of living here in America, you said this 3-4 years ago, is going to be raised to that of the Mexican peasant. When you first said that, I said, this is unbelievable. It's ridiculous. And yet we're seeing it happen before our eyes. And the only thing that will finish it is, what if a worker is making $15 an hour and he'll say, ha, I'm making more than the Mexican peasant. Well, no, you aren't. Once our dollar is devalued, we may well be at the $2 or $3 or $5 an hour point. But I ran into a trucker recently, and he's been a lifelong trucker over the road. He had to give up being independent because he couldn't compete anymore. But he said he drives out of El Paso. He said that they will often pack produce. They'll put three times as much produce in a large Mexican truck as they would in an American truck. Now you're running down the road with 120,000 pounds when the legal limit was 70 or 80,000. So I'm not a trucker. I don't know if that's true or not, but I do know that, you know, the competition is intense to lower the trucking rates.
And, you know, I was interested. There was an article on the front page of the New York Times a day or so ago about a pilot. He had been a captain, you know, making about $70,000 a year, you know, as an airline a captain on a plane. But, of course, they had to cut back so much. He'd been demoted to co-pilot. He's no longer the pilot. He's the co-pilot. He's making $36,000 a year. His wife makes more than that as teaching fourth grade. And, of course, this is humiliating for a very capable individual. They're waiting for the economy to come back again. They don't understand. It's not coming back. That isn't the plan. Melody, do you have a comment on what Herman is saying or what I said?
No, absolutely. Our dollar is being devalued, and he's absolutely correct that $15 an hour wage will be reduced. And I do have lots of customers. I advertise on a program that caters to the truckers, so I get to talk to a lot of them. And you know, they have been thrown out. They've lost all their abilities to compete. They cannot be independent anymore. And, you know, it's just a, but a lot of that business has been going to Mexico for a real long time. I remember living in Arizona where they allowed the trucks began coming through in the mid-90s, and there was always a lot of concern about, you know, if they are being overloaded, the safety of these vehicles, because they don't have the same inspections. They don't have to, you know, they're driving, you know, 40-year-old vehicles and so forth without repairs, and the safety concerns on the highways, and, you know, it's just,
Well, I think people have to understand that they've set out to destroy our agriculture industry, our businesses, our fishing industry. They've set out to certainly destroy our financial industry, our lumbering industry. All of this is happening not by accident. The automotive industry, production, they're rewarding companies that move their production facilities overseas by giving them a 5% tax rate, whereas if they were producing here, they'd be paying 30%. People don't understand. There's a long-range plan, Herman. Our job is to get people to read the Earth Charter, to understand the significance of a document written by the nephew of David Rockefeller, which lays out the plan for the destruction of the economy of our nation. Hey, anything else we say, Herman, before we let you go?
Great program. Thank you.
Thanks very much. Well, let's go to Steve, who's calling from Illinois. Hi, Steve. You have a question or comment for our guest?
Well, comment, if you will, maybe a question. I'm afraid I have to. I know Johnny come lately. I almost will repeat the same thing I've been saying for 29 years. These people, I mean, this has been a grand conspiracy. And until people realize, and I think I can cover all bases with what's being talked about, we have had, the working class in this country have had war, life and death war declared upon us by the financial wizards, so-called, in this country. And PBS just had the warning on, which was excellent. I have to differ with them. They said this started back in the 90s. In 1987, Ronald Reagan appointed then Greenspan, just part of the monetary system, made him chairman of the Fed. And this guy had fraud in his mind from the word go. And Ronald Reagan, that's why they really knocked Jimmy Carter out, so anybody that would give any kind of lip was just ran over. And Ronald Reagan knew exactly what he was doing. The people behind, the same people, is taking us down. And these over-the-counter derivatives that is just absolutely astronomically cuckoo to be in this country, is still not being regulated as we speak. And they are taking, people should not be sitting still. We should be out of our house, war, actual war, to kill us.
Think, Steve, what we have to do is get the American people educated. I mean, certainly, if you want to go to demonstrations, great. If you want to get out and with your signs, great. But we have to get the vast majority of the American people on our side, and they have to understand that these things are not happening by accident. There is you refer to it as a conspiracy. I think that that's exactly what it is. And it is a conspiracy against God. It's an effort to destroy this nation because at one time it was a Christian nation, and because now it is to be destroyed and replaced by this one world government. Melody, how would you respond to Steve, who obviously feels very, very deeply about what's going on? How would you respond to him?
Well, you're right, Dr. Stan. People can't respond until they're educated. They can't become outraged until they're affected one way or another. And this thing has been going on certainly for a very long time.
I agree with you, Steve, but our job is to educate people, and I hope you'll help us, because we have a voice that's heard not only across America, across the world, and we need other people doing what I'm doing. I had a great interview last night with J. Michael Bennett, and another young man is doing exactly the same thing. We just need more voices out there, rational voices pointing out what's going on. Hold on for just a moment here. Steve, anything what else you'd like to say before we let you go?
Well, I'm sure there's other people, but I will finish up with this.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances? Even things which can cause sickness or disease. If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Gold coins in there, and of course they're American gold coins, some gold, some silver, and he's worried about it. He's left the company, he could pull them out, but then the tax consequences, he's fairly young. What would you think maybe of taking part of it out and leave part of it there? Now, you want to diversify. You'd hate to lose all of it. You know, governments can do just what they did down in Argentina. Down in Argentina, they said, we need the money. We're just seizing the pension funds, and they did it. And, of course, governments can do whatever they want to. So there are three rules I have in investing. Diversify, diversify, diversify. And I think maybe sometimes it might be wise to leave some of it there because you don't want to have the tax consequences, to take part of it out because you want to have it in your own possession. What would you think of that, Melody?
I mean, I agree. Everything carries a risk, and you have to weigh the risks on each. And, of course, having your gold by your side carries the least amount of risk, with the IRA carrying a little bit more. But, again, it really comes back to how much you're holding into it. And I think also by pulling some of it out, you know, paying the taxes on. Taxes are only going to be going up.
You know, yes.
So, anything else, Jeff?
Well, the other part of the gentleman's discussion for Joyce Riley was if you're going to have gold in your hand, that it would be better to have pre-1933 semi-numismatic. And that's what I have. I've got St. Gaudens, $20 gold pieces, and the incremental versions, and lots of Morgan Silvers. And I feel pretty good about that. Does that seem like a logical step?
You have a lot of good product there. Just because coins are dated pre-33, I haven't bought into the pre-33 of the foreign gold. I don't think their dates mean anything, because you want coins that are rare and unusual, have rare and unusual values. I mean, you don't have to have a rare coin in order to have a coin of unusual value. So you just have to be a little bit careful there. Morgan dollars and Peace dollars, they're beautiful coins. My personal opinion on them, their spreads can be a little substantial, and basically they'll follow melt value of the coins, so you have to be a little bit careful of what you pay for those coins. But if you've had them for a while, you're probably doing just fine on them.
Yes, my mom started me on that 25 years ago.
Well, yeah,
Morgans
right.
are great coins.
Right. Okay, anything else, Jeff?
No, thank you very much. And Melody, keep up the good work. I follow your articles through the International Forecaster, and I always find them very, very informative.
Okay. Thank you very much.
God bless
you.
Okay, fine. Well, let's go to Mark, who's calling from New York. And again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you have a question or comment. We are living in really very, very perilous times financially. The dollar is that they will lose its preeminence as the reserve currency of the world very, very soon. And what's going to replace it? Well, whether it's going to be gold and oil, as has been suggested by the BRIC nations, whether it'll be a basket of currencies, but certainly the whole financial system of the world is in the process of being destroyed, and this is happening intentionally. It's not that they didn't know it was going to happen. They did. Read and then reread and read again Alan Greenspan's article, Gold and Freedom. He wrote it in 1966. It's up on the internet. It's available in my syllabus on the financial tsunami. But pull it down on the off the internet and read it and understand what Alan Greenspan believes about the value of gold. It is the only thing that will give you any security when our dollar and our financial system collapses. Hi, Mark. How are you doing there?
Good, Dr. Stan. I just want to tell you, I called you a little while back. I had a problem with a coworker, and you said to leave it to the Lord. And one of the fellows that worked against me was actually fired from the job. So I took your advice and, you know, left it in the Lord's hands, and it worked out.
Mark, whenever you leave things in God's hands, it works out. And if somebody's doing nasty things to you, pray for them. It makes you feel better, and heaven knows that many times that God will intervene. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and you go right ahead.
Okay. Are you still there?
We sure are.
Okay. I'm in the trucking industry, also in the railroad industry. Are you familiar with KCS Transportation? And they don't want to recrew their trains coming from New Mexico. So what's going to happen is railroad engineers, in addition to the truckers, their wages are going to be going down because the Mexican crews will, not only will they drive trucks and pack them heavier for less money, so will the railroad engineers be making less money. I've been trying to tell my coworkers here, I'm in the New York City area, and
hold that thought. Okay, this is Dr. Stan. Go ahead, Mark. What did you want to say?
Yes, in addition to the wages for the railroad engineers and the truckers going down, I keep telling my coworkers this is the plan to go on with the massive immigration. But my question for your guest is this, even though I mentioned the trucking and the railroads, our debt as a percent of GNP is going through the roof. How soon will the other countries that are buying our debt tell us no? And how soon do you think the interest rates are going to go through the roof to 20% or more? That's one question, the interest rates. And when will there possibly be civil unrest? Do you see that, you know, in the future? Will they start clamping down on our liberties, you know, prior to that because they know it's coming? But I'm worried about the interest rates and we're basically a banana republic. We're borrowing so much. Do you see the interest rates going to 20% soon?
We already have countries that are eliminating their purchasing of our debt. They're already lowering the amounts that they're buying our dollars, and they're getting together to eliminate their holdings of their dollars. You have China that's out there that's buying all kinds of things with our dollars. They are eliminating their holdings of their dollars. So that is happening. When interest rates begin to rise, I mean, they got to keep them as low as possible, just like they did with Japan. I mean, they've had low rates forever and ever, so I don't know how long it would be before. I don't have a time frame when rates will begin to rise. Civil unrest, that really isn't my specialty. I think people as a whole have to be affected a little bit deeper than what they have been now. They have to have more things forced upon them. More jobs probably have to be lost, but yet anything could trigger something. I mean, it could be racial, it could be anything. And so you can almost feel it in the air. People are changing, but once they can't feed their families, you talked about the wages going down for, the railroad engineers and so forth. They'll accept those lower wages just to keep their job.
Right. Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of, because it's already happening. Even though we are a state agency and we're a union shop, they cut back on some of our hours, and I tell people this is planned. I say it affects the private sector first, then, of course, the public sector, because if you have it...
Hold that thought. We'll be right back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Melody Cederstrom, and we've got Mark calling from New York, and he works in the trucking, certainly in the locomotive field, and of course they are. Some of the locomotives he works with are going down in Mexico, and he's pointing out that they're lowering the wage structure here in America as far as the truckers are concerned, as far as the people who drive the trains, the crews of the trains, because they can get the Mexicans to work so much more cheaply. And that's what this is all about. And until the American people understand that the globalists, there is an elite who want to lower our living standards. What is happening is not happening accidentally. Until people will take the time to read the Earth Charter, understand this is written by David Rockefeller's nephew, and it is part of the grand plan of the elite group, the Brotherhood of Darkness, call them the Illuminati, call them whatever you want to. Some people call it the Olympians or the Order. But there is a group of people out there who run the world, and it includes David Rockefeller and Chris's nephew, Stephen Rockefeller, who some people have suggested has died. I'm not certain of that. Do you know whether Stephen Rockefeller is still around, Melody?
I don't know.
All right, fine. Mark, we're going to have to let you go. Anything else you wanted to say before we let you go? But I appreciate this. Right. And just keep telling people. And one of these days they're going to say, hey, you know that guy, crazy guy Mark? I'm afraid he wasn't crazy.
It's no conspiracy. Thank you, Doctor.
God bless. Okay, fine. Well, Melody, before we go on, I want you to tell us, you know, certainly how people can get in touch with you, how they can certainly get to your website, and then, of course, what you want them to know about the gold and silver markets that exist today.
Well, our telephone number at Discount Gold and Silver is 1-800-375-4188. That is 1-800-375-4188. And our website is discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. I think if I want the listeners to know anything about gold and silver, I think they already know the importance it is to own it. But what's really important is what you own. It does make a difference what you own. And with your mainstream programs, you know, the Hannitys, the Limbaughs, the Glenn Becks, you have these dealers. I mean, they're charging 60%, and that's not even the coins that they're selling. There's one dealer that's selling the Austrian ducats for like over close to $900. And I priced one of them out today for a lady, and my price was like $568. And that's, you know, it has 0.44 ounces of gold in the coin. So, I mean, it's incredible what they charge. And, folks, you have to be so careful out there what you buy, and that's what we do at Discount Gold and Silver. We look at the values. You know, if there's a big spread in something, we don't recommend it. It could be a good product. It might have been a good product 10 years ago or 5 years ago. The peace dollars, like the silver dollars that were brought up just a little bit ago, there's big spreads on those. If you bought them before, that was okay. But at the prices today, I usually don't recommend them. I think you're better off just owning either silver eagles or 90% silver. So there's a lot of things. Coins aren't bad. Each coin has a purpose. They perform. And all the bad information that you receive or the misinformation that you hear on the various products, it isn't because of the coin. It's just because it was badly misrepresented. And, I mean, you just can't go wrong if you buy the right price, the right coin at the right price. So we really do stress that a lot. And it's very, very important.
All right. I think it's vitally important that people begin to realize, of course, that when a currency is destroyed, of course, everybody invested in that currency is going to lose out. And I talked to a gentleman today I'm really like very much. I'm very close to him. And of course, he's trying to get ready to retire. And he's got all of his money, his savings, his life savings, invested in the stock market. And, of course, the stock market has come up from, I think, where it was 6,600 now, up to 10,000. He's hoping it'll get back where it was so that he can seriously consider retiring. But when I talked to him about gold and silver, he said, well, his stockbroker, who's managing everything for him, he'll get them together. And when, of course, with other clients, when he mentions gold, the stockbroker sort of ridicules that. Oh, my goodness. Why get into gold, you know? You really want to stay in stocks that are going to go up in value. Well, gold has gone up in value very well. And, of course, when you're in stocks, so you never know when they're going to turn south. But gold, whatever happens, will maintain its value. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you have a question for Melody. But if you look and see what's happening, 300,000 people are losing their homes in the United States literally every month. I mean, we've already lost, I don't know, probably at least 5 or 6 million people have already lost their homes, and you know, millions more are going to lose their homes. And all of these programs by the administration are to convince you that they're trying to do something. They're not. They want to impoverish the American people, because people who are impoverished will not oppose or be able to oppose the imposition of tyranny. So, and then of course one of these days they're going to discontinue the renewal of the unemployment insurance. Right now so many people are living on unemployment insurance and they're simply going ahead and suddenly renewing it every 6 months or so. But right now, why are our countries bankrupt? It's having to borrow $5 billion a day to just keep going. The FDIC backs your money in the bank with the full faith and credit of the United States government. They have $500 billion line of credit with the U.S. Treasury. Does that make you feel better when you know the Treasury doesn't have any money and is having to borrow $5 billion a day just to pay its debts? I mean, don't you feel good about the faith and credit in the United States? Other countries don't. That is why China is trying to divest itself of American bonds and certainly of agency bonds, and because they're quite willing to buy up American companies, but they don't want any government paper because they know the paper eventually returns to true value, which is nothing. Well, our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. And people say, oh, you're just so negative, you know. I mean, after all, look at how well the stock market's going. And I say, yeah, look at how well the plunge protection team has done, the working group on financial markets that manipulates the stock market, and it's all manipulated. If you don't believe it, go up on the Internet and look up the working group on financial markets. Its job is to manipulate the stock market and play games with your mind and perception. Do you think the average person understands that, Melody?
No, they don't. Or if they do, they feel they have to be a part of it because they want to play the same game. They don't realize that all the regulation and the rules of the game is against them, and they'll never win. I mean, I had a 30-year stockbroker call me, and he says, I just retired. He says, you know, in my 30 years, we weren't even allowed to mention gold. He says, and the only reason was we didn't make money on it. He says, we were not allowed to sell it, say it, or do anything with gold. And that is just as simple as that. We didn't make money on it. And so the whole system is rigged. People's portfolios, it's not what you want. It's not what the client wants. It's what they make money on. And, I mean, heck, I see it in the gold market. You know, a lot of coins are sold just because that's what these dealers make the most of, make the biggest commissions on. That's what they promote. That's why they usually only promote one type of coin for a very long time. They promote it because they get the most commissions, and the whole system is like that. So They're the only ones that are going to get wealth. And yes, the stock market came back. The stock market is a, you know, it's a feel-good psychological impact to make people feel good, so they go out and buy. We're coming into the holiday season. They want people to recapture some of the losses that they had. But if they really believe they'll be able to walk away with those funds that they were able to recapture, they're sadly mistaken. Just like with the dot-com bubbles, with the dot-com bubble back in 99, 2000, people were making tons of money. They weren't going to allow them to walk away with it, and they didn't. They took it from them. Same thing. The pensions, everything that these people have to retire in the future, the baby boomers, they're not going to get it. It's going to be deeply reduced.
Well, I certainly agree with that. And, of course, if you're out there in the listening audience, give us a call. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Because we're talking this evening about finances. Now, I know there are other people that would like to call in and talk about religion, and I think religion is very important. And I believe, of course, what we are seeing, of course, is a satanic response trying to destroy the foundation of this country. And those of you who listen to our programs regularly know that we talk about the spiritual aspect of what's going on, but that really isn't appropriate when we're talking specifically about finances this evening. So, Joe, who's calling from New Jersey, why don't you call sometime when we are actually going to be talking specifically about religious things, about the spiritual battle that's going on. But I think for the time being, why certainly we're going to hold off on a call that getting into the spiritual aspect of what's going on. I think the people have to understand that we have between 32 and 34 million Americans who are actually getting food stamps from the federal government today. But what you also have to understand is that the people in charge are destroying the ability of our farmers to grow crops. And here in the Central Valley of California, they've destroyed the agricultural industry. So we're going to have to start importing food from other countries. And many of the things that we get today, and all you have to do is simply look at the labels on the food, whether they're peaches or apples. But how many of these are produced in America? How many of them are actually produced overseas in other countries? And we're bringing them in here because they are systematically destroying the foundation of our farming, of our fishing, of our financial industry, of our mining, of our energy industry, certainly of our lumber industry. And when you begin to look and see what's going on, you begin to understand what's happening. Well, let's go to Mary, who's calling from New York. Hi, Mary. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. Great. I had a scenario. It seems to me that as they're trying to crash the value of the dollar, and there's also fewer people working, therefore there's much less tax base, what do you think the chances are that the government at some point is going to turn around and say, okay, it's illegal to own gold, they're going to call all the gold in and then reissue you their worthless paper money? Although at that point it's probably going to be, you know, something other than the dollar we now have. You know,
well, what do you think about that, Melody? Because this is the thing that many people fear, is that they're going to simply confiscate gold. But even when FDR confiscated gold, only about 25% of the people turned in their gold, those who had gold coins. And suddenly, if you had gold coins in a safety deposit box, they went into your safety deposit box and took it out. They simply stole it from the people. But an awful lot of people were smart. They did not have it in the safety deposit box. Where they have it, I don't know, but they didn't turn in their gold. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I also believe that, you know, during the Depression by 1933, a lot of people didn't have gold. I mean, they were broke. I mean, that's what the Depression was about. They didn't work. They were in food lines. So, you know, how many of them did have actual gold? I mean, they were allowed to keep up to, I believe, $1,000 in gold, which in those days, you know, with a lot of money, but you know, many people lost considerable amounts with the crash, you know, in 29 and also again later on. So I think you could always debate whether they're going to confiscate, and of course government can do anything. I think it's really important that when you put together a gold portfolio, you stick to the basics and again back to value. And if you buy the right coins, I mean, you should be protected against confiscation anyway. I mean, I have a wide range of clients that they want to be 100% protected against confiscation, and that's okay. And I have clients who don't care, and I have clients who are, you know, in between, you know, on the fence, and, you know, they have a little bit of bullion, and then they get the coins that they're protected. So, again, it's a personal investment objective. And I don't use confiscation as a fear tactic, as so many do, to sell gold. You have to look at the coins, what they really do, how they perform, how they're priced. And if you get the, you can't go wrong if you look at your gold investment in that manner.
And I think, Mary, that probably less than 3% of the American people have gold today. And, you know, a lot of them are going to say, I'm not going to turn it over to you, because as soon as I do, you're going to raise the price of gold, and I don't trust you. When you're in government, you have to realize, of course, it's all a bluff. You have to try to bluff the people into doing what you want to. And if enough people say no, you got to back down. I don't know if that answers your question.
Yeah, maybe, that gives me a little more insight.
Well, I think that you want to get some coins that certainly would be considered new as numismatic. Why you should do that?
Well, if say I wanted something that I'm going to have options. You know, should the dollar collapse? Massive unemployment strike? Or, you know, should we come to the point of having to have a chip to buy or sell? Then obviously if you have your own, you know, money source, you're much better off.
The thing is, I do not believe that it would certainly collect silver. I don't believe they collect platinum. You want to be diversified. There, certainly you can get platinum coins, you can get the silver coins of one sort or another, you can get the traditional junk silver coins. I can't imagine them certainly ever trying to call those things in. So
do I then use those as my currency, or do I go back to the dealer and get tender for them?
Melody, go ahead.
It's going to depend on the situation. I mean, you know, when systems purge and you get to that point where you're going to have to use your gold in order to buy something, you're going to have options. You're either going to turn it back and sell it.
Hold that thought. Go right ahead, Melody.
You're going to have options. You're either going to have, you know, to where you can sell it.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We know America is changing, but most of the changes that are taking place seem to be designed to take away our freedom. And what can you do to
remedy the current situation? Well, you can become informed, and one of the best ways to become informed is to subscribe to Republic Magazine, because that magazine provides the information that's suppressed in most other news magazines. If you want to oppose the effort to establish a one-world government, if you want to preserve freedom here in the United States and throughout the world, I suggest you subscribe to Republic Magazine, and you can do that by calling 1-800-873-1620. That's 800-873-1620, or access their website at www.republicmagazine.com. That's republicmagazine.com. I suggest you get extra copies for your family and your friends.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-
For sure, your website on.
Our telephone number is 1-800-375-4188. That is 1-800-375-4188. And our website is discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. discountgoldandsilvertrading.net.
God bless and thanks
for
having
me. Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Good night.
Good night.
Okay, fine. Well, I hope you enjoyed our programs with Melody, and we always look forward to them. And what we're doing is trying to get people to realize that they're going to have to start making plans. The America we have known is never going to exist again. We are moving into a very, very difficult period, and you've got to start making your plans. You need to get food and water and health products stored, and if you have some sort of medical condition, lay in a good supply of medicines and keep them in your refrigerator. Have alternative forms of refrigeration. Certainly if you can get a gas refrigerator and have a supply of propane on hand, but you're going to have to realize that we don't know what's going to happen. But we do know that we're going to have very difficult times coming. But the most important thing you can do is be sure in your right personal relationship with our Lord. Because in the final analysis, that's all that's going to see, and if it's through, what lies ahead. So we plan as if it's up to us. We pray if it's up to God, and then go from there. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you'd like to get some of the things we offer, if you'd like to get a case of my books, The Brotherhood of Darkness, that you can actually sell or give away, but we have a pre-publication offer, and if you get a case of books, instead of the price being the regular price, which is $12.95 for the suggested gift of $2.50 a book, you can get 60 of them. And this is a weapon. It is a vehicle of education, because education has to be our weapon at this time. Because there's no way, of course, we can fight an organized military, but we can educate the American people to understand that our government has been taken over by the Brotherhood of Darkness, people who worship a different god and understanding Gnosticism, understand the spiritual battle that's going on. If you haven't certainly seen the Secret and Mystery series of DVDs, there are three of them in that, get them separately or together. If you haven't heard my talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness, the Forbidden Secret, or certainly the Financial Armageddon, each one of them comes with a book or a syllabus. You need to get it. You need to get educated, and then you can begin to educate others. And then, of course, we suggest our 4-CD set on the swine flu. It is a great scam. We suggest our 4-CD set on the on vaccine update 2009. And, of course, the vaccines are doing far more damage than the disease. And this is why today in the United States, one in every six children has a neurodevelopmental or learning disability. One in every nine children has asthma. One in every 90 to 100 children is autistic. One in every 450 children has diabetes, and you don't see this in children who aren't vaccinated. They're intentionally and purposely and maliciously destroying the minds and hearts and souls of our children. You need to get the DVDs, Mercury Autism and the Global Vaccine Program, and then Vaccines and Brain Development. They're two excellent DVDs we offer you won't be able to get elsewhere. And then, of course, please pray for Radio Liberty. Pray for our provision and protection. Again, our number 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because America is under attack today. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. And certainly with us for the next hour will be Lynn Marzulli, who's written a great book. What was it? Prophecy. What's the title of it here?
Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural.
Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural. And where does politics have to do with the supernatural? Everything. And of course, if you listen to our programs, you'd realize that politics, prophecy, and the supernatural, we've never actually carried the book. Not that we don't think it's a top-notch book. If we didn't like Lynn, we'd carry it, but he, of course, is a minister who left his church because, of course, the minister hadn't even bothered to read his book, was telling people in the church not to read it, and he was the assistant pastor. He just... have you ever gotten back in the ministry? Are you really doing most of your time investigating and trying to get information out about the increasing crisis that we're facing?
Well, it's pretty much full time, Dr. Stan. Since I was, canned from my last job, I wrote the Alien Interviews, which is about to come out again. It was an e-book, and now we're going to put it in hard copy. That'll come out in about 4 or 5 weeks, and I'm working on a 2012 book, which should come out in about 8 months. There's so much going on, and I do a lot of radio, your show and other shows, and I have my show once a week. Excuse me, I'm just getting over a nasty sinus infection, but there's just so much going on, and it seems to me that And I think you nailed it on the head when you said that, you know, you can't understand the political landscape unless you have an overview, unless a person has a really good overview of what the supernatural is. And, of course, when I refer to the supernatural, I look towards what I consider the supernatural guidebook, i.e. the Bible, which is really tells us how to interface with it, how to look at experiences and what is happening, how to test the spirits, how to know what to engage in, what not to engage in, what to rebuke, what to accept, you know, what is deception, what is prophetically written down thousands of years ago, so we're in this time. And even Jesus says this. He says, when you see these things coming upon the earth, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Look up. Your redemption is coming nigh. In other words, his second coming is about to happen. And from my perspective, from what I see, Dr. Stan, is that we are ramping up. And the place to look is in the Middle East. I mean, there's signs and wonders happening throughout, if you know what to look for, you know, all over the world. For instance, in Southeast Asia, those two tsunamis and earthquakes, which killed, you know, hundreds of people. And in my opinion, this is, it's becoming almost par for the course. It's like, what tsunami is going to hit where? What earthquake? The earthquakes are on the rise, or burgeoning. In fact, from 1989 to 2008, the amount of earthquakes actually doubled, from about 14,000 a year to well over 32,000 a year. So it's actually more than doubled. And, you know, Matthew 24, Mark 13, Luke 21 all talk about the Synoptic Gospels, those three Gospels which are parallel to each other, talk about the same thing, that men will faint from fear from what is coming on the earth. And so many people, and I'm referring to it now as the Matrix, Dr. Stan, it's because we're all familiar with the movie, but so many people go through life and, you know, inundated with the bills and the mortgage and the kids and the college and all this stuff, and they're so burdened down by it, but they really don't get a chance to sit back and see what is happening all around them.
Well, the thing is, you got to be able to see the big picture, and you look at the big picture, it doesn't make any sense. I mean, but that's because you can't connect the dots. Once you connect the dots, once you realize the prophetic things that are happening today, once you realize there is a supernatural realm, and this is one reason I'm really very, very pleased with Dan Brown's blasphemous book, heretical book that he's putting out, but it is drawing people's attention to the supernatural. And when Matt Lauer asked Dan Brown, interview last week, I mean, how he explained these supernatural events that he describes, Dan Brown, he said he didn't know, and I don't think he was telling the truth.
Mm-hmm.
You pick up the story there.
Well, there are, you know, I talked about just before you had that little segment there, looking to the Middle East. And what we see happening is, in my opinion, the stage being set for a 2,600-year-old prophecy, specifically that of Ezekiel 38. I blogged about it. Well, my throat's just not doing well. I apologize to your listeners. But I've blogged about this incessantly and write about it, not only in my monthly newsletter, but, of course, my daily blog. And some of this will be regurgitated, dare I use that word, in the 2012 book. But what we look at in the Middle East, specifically with Israel being set back in the homeland after 2,000 years of diaspora, being scattered amongst the nations, which is exactly what prophecy tells us is going to happen. Israel and the Jews are scattered amongst the nations of the world. And then after the Holocaust, they're finally brought back and reestablished in their ancient boundaries. What we see now is the very nations that are prophesied in Ezekiel 38 are forming this loose confederacy. Magog, which is Russia, of course, is the number one on the list, which is mentioned in Ezekiel 38. The second nation is Persia, which, of course, is Iran. And then you've got Libya, you've got Ethiopia, possibly Turkey, and Syria. This pose, I want to read this real quick. This is really interesting. This is one of the comments I had on my blog today. And he said, we were discussing this, specifically Ezekiel 38, in another thread on somebody else's website. I got out my father's old Bible, 1928 edition. He had some notes he made in the margin of Ezekiel 38-39. He named Russia, coming with Libya, Syria, Persia, etc., against Israel. The problem, of course, in 1928, there was no Israel. Libya was an Italian colony, Syria a French one, and Russia was the Soviet Union. The merchants of Tarsus and all the young lions, he noted, were Britain, its empire, and the United States. During the Cold War, I could never figure out how we and the British could appear weak and only question why this attack was occurring, and had they come to take spoil. And this is exactly what we see. His last line is with a vacillating president and economic class in the West, it becomes more clear. Our president, our country is enervated. We are a weakened state. When our president goes and bows to the king of Saudi Arabia, which in my opinion never should have happened, when he sort of throws back Poland to the Russians, when he doesn't really act against Iran, when Russia and China refuse to impose sanctions on Iran, and we know that the Iranians are months away, possibly, from attaining some sort of a nuclear weapon.
Hold that thought. We're going to be back here in just a moment with Lynn Weiser. Man, this is Dr. Stan, I guess it's an evening. Lynn Marzulli, his book, Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural. I've got it down now. I haven't thought of it in some time, but it's an excellent book, and we'll tell you later how to get it. There's a story that's told about this very, very prominent theologian who's accosted by a very powerful man who says, how do we know the Bible is accurate? And the theologian said, because of the Jews, because of the Jews. Now, that response, you know, may not please a lot of people, but for 2,000 years, Christians have been anticipating that the Jews were going to return to the Holy Land. Only recently did they return to the Holy Land in 1948. And, of course, the reason that they're there is there were two horrible wars. World War One, which of course prepared the Holy Land for the Jews, and World War Two, which prepared the Jews for the Holy Land. Of course, that's a beautiful quotation, comes from William Grady's book, but it's something that Bob Jones the First had said many years ago. And it's really so true. I mean, certainly the Jews would not be in the Holy Land if it had not been for World War One and the Balfour Declaration. But the Jews never would have gone to Israel. I mean, why would the Jews have left you know, civilized society in Europe and elsewhere and gone to this God-forsaken place of Israel, which basically had nothing there, you know, following the Second World War? A lot of camels and a lot of sand fleas and a small number of people. Why would the Jews, a very productive and well-educated people, have given up their soft lives in Europe and elsewhere throughout the world and gone to the harsh conditions that would exist in Israel initially until they established a new civilization there if it hadn't been for the horror of the Holocaust? So God has this whole thing all worked out. As Lynn was pointing out, you certainly, if you read Ezekiel 38 and 39, why, and you go back, you know, 30 or 40 years, so many of the countries there that they talk about that are going to be coming against Israel didn't exist. I mean, a lot of them were under foreign control. Lynn was pointing out, if suddenly Libya was an Italian colony and Syria was, what, French or English, and Palestine was controlled by the British. But everything is, well, this would be, what, 60 or 70 years. But anyway, everything has changed. Everything is fitting into place. Almost as if there's a master plan. Go right ahead, Lynn.
And I would certainly concur with that. And getting back to the, I want to kind of give your listeners an overview of what is going on there. Israel is now completely surrounded by hostile enemies. On the west, we've got Hamas. In the Hamas charter, they refuse to recognize Israel. In the north, above them, we have Lebanon, which at one time was a Christian country, but is no longer a Christian country. They're in the minority. And Hezbollah, which is headed by this guy called Nasrallah, which is basically one of Iran's proxies through Syria, has just been shipped via Syria a series of rockets, which now they will have the capability of hitting any city in Israel. And what's alarming here is some of these rockets may be armed with chemical warfare, which ties this into another prophecy, the Isaiah 17 prophecy. What's interesting about this, Dr. Stan, about 6 months ago, there was some saber rattling, actually from the Israeli camp, saying that, pointing to the Syrians and saying, if you use, saying the Syrians now, if Syria uses chemical weapons against Israel, we will annihilate you. It's the strongest statement that the Israelis have ever made that I'm aware of. And, of course, this is exactly what we see shaping up. So you've got Hamas in the west, specifically in Gaza. We've got Hezbollah entrenched directly north of Israel. We've got Syria to the northeast. And above that, we've got Turkey. And then swinging around past Iraq and stuff, we've got Iran. So essentially, without Iraq, Israel would be completely surrounded. And what's very alarming, too, is Turkey has always been felt and looked at as an ally of Israel until very recently. And they have completely changed their stance and flip-flopped. Israel and Turkey and NATO were supposed to do fly maneuvers, aircraft, you know, Air Force-type maneuvers, and those maneuvers were, those games, whatever you want to call them, were basically postponed and canceled because Turkey did not want Israel to participate. And then recently, right after that, Turkey sort of looked south to its neighbor Syria and began a handshake there. So, you know, from my perch, what I see is this clock is ticking. And, you know, Obama is certainly pulled back from Israel. Israel, as far as I know, really has no support in the international community. We used to support her, now we don't. And so she's out there alone. She has an existential threat that is coming against her with Iran's nascent nuclear program, which is probably very close to fruition. And she knows that if Iran gets the bomb, Iran will use it. And people say, well, then why would they use that? I mean, the Iranians love their children. They don't want a nuclear holocaust. What people don't understand is that this particular branch of Islam is, and their eschatology, their study of end times, they believe in this character called the Imam Mahdi. They are from the Shia branch of Islam. And in the Shia branch of Islam, they believe that this Imam Mahdi character can only manifest in times of great chaos. Ahmadinejad has gone on record, Dr. Stan, saying that he's willing to sacrifice a third of his own people to bring about the advent of the Imam Mahdi. So this, now it becomes sort of apocalyptic fervor on the part of the Iranians. They're gung-ho, they're looking for this. And then that scripture in Ezekiel 38 very enigmatically talks about Russia and that hook in the jaw as Russia is pulled in. Well, the former Soviet Union has a lot of, especially in the southern provinces, Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, they're all Muslim provinces. And so Russia, or what is now Russia, is surrounded by Islam. And this may be, in fact, the hook in the jaw that Ezekiel 38 is talking about. Not only that, the Russians are certainly involved in Iran's nuclear ambition. So, you know, moving slightly east from Iran, we get Pakistan or Afghanistan, and of course, or I should say, to the northeast of Iran, we've got Afghanistan and then Pakistan. The problem with Afghanistan is, after 8 years, the opium crop is still being harvested, which begs the question, who is profiting from that? You know, now we hear the tune of 40,000 more troops. Today we found out that Karzai is, they're going to rerun the elections. Fraud is rampant. The government is completely corrupt. And yet the opium crop stands there. And in my opinion, you know, this sort of begs the question, who is profiting from all the opium sales? And what we see is the Taliban has reared its ugly head because they are making millions, perhaps billions, off the opium trade.
But then, if the American government really wanted to eliminate the opium trade, why they would simply
be wiped out in the first 6 months?
It would be wiped out yesterday. But they don't want to eliminate the opium trade. In fact, they don't want to eliminate the Taliban, because if we eliminated the Taliban, how could we justify being there? People have forgotten that the word Taliban means student, They were actually students, were trained in schools using American textbooks that were encouraging this violent form of Islam. And this, of course, was during the 1980s and 1990s.
Right.
And those students are now involved in war, killing our boys. They're being financed by certainly the opium that were allowed to be there, but primarily by the Pakistani intelligence, the ISI, which is funded by the Pakistani military, which is funded with our tax dollars. Until people understand that this whole thing is just like Vietnam all over again, where we funded the Russians, who funded the North Vietnamese, who funded the Viet Cong, who killed our boys, and nobody will tell the American people this. None of our religious leaders, none of our political leaders, because of course we know God's a Republican and he's got to be behind what's going on today, and it's got to be part of his plan. Well, I'm sure it's part of his plan, but I got news for you. God is not happy with either political party. Go right ahead, Lynn.
I concur completely. Most definitely. And, you know, for people who doubt what we're saying, Dr. Stan, all we need to do is look back in history at the Opium Wars and the slave trade. I mean, these things are well documented. They did happen. And it's the same thing. Nothing has changed. You know, leopard hasn't changed his spots. So instead of the slave trade, it's now the opium trade. And the opium harvest specifically in Afghanistan, but the Great Britain and even in this country, people made millions. Fortunes were created in the New World because of the opium trade and the slave trade.
And the opium wars were fought not to do away with opium. The opium wars were fought so that they could continue the opium trade. The Chinese didn't want the opium trade; they wanted it outlawed. And, of course, Great Britain didn't want it outlawed because they were making money. And there were a number of people here in the United States, like the Russell family. The Russell family that created Skull and Bones at Harvard University. They were working right along with the British to perpetuate the opium trade because it was very, very profitable. This is the part of history most people have never heard of.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Oh, there's the bumper music.
Go right ahead.
Well, what's interesting is, and it's amazing how we've been, you know, the colleges, the high school students. For instance, my two children are both in college, and you know they're just starting to get a little bit of this, but not much. Certainly not in high school, and so most people don't understand that, you know, this whole golden triangle thing of selling rum, slaves, and opium, you know, happened hundreds of years ago, and nothing has really changed. It's the same nonsense. As you pointed out, if they really wanted to wipe out the opium trade in Afghanistan, that could have been done in the first 6 months. I mean, you know, in a couple of days. And of course, I think in 2006 it was.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here with Lynn Marzulli. Okay, go right ahead, Lynn.
Well, in 2006.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
World in which we live, unless you understand there is a supernatural element to it. And there are forces out there which most people don't understand. There is a spiritual battle taking place today for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. If God is going to allow Christian civilization as we know it to survive, I think there are going to be terrible things coming to pass. I think they're all laid out in the Bible. But I was simply talking about the fact that we are moving rapidly towards a war in the Middle East. And simply using as a reference Dr. Jerome Corsi's book, Why Israel Can't Wait. It's doing very, very well. And if I have a chance, I think I'll go ahead and start carrying it here at Radio Liberty, because it outlines exactly the Israeli plan for the coming attack on Iran, which I believe is going to plunge America eventually into a nuclear war. But you go ahead and pick up the story, Lynn.
You know, let me tie in a little bit. What's interesting is the Iranians, and certainly the Russians, know the Israelis' penchant for preemptive attacks. I mean, they're not idiots, and they've seen the Israelis do this before, specifically in the 67 war when they went up against Iraq and wiped out Saddam Hussein's nascent nuclear program. So they know that the Israelis are watching. And the question is, who's going to pull the trigger first? What incident will tip the scales? And what's interesting is, as I mentioned a few minutes ago, Syria has just given armed Hezbollah enough rockets. Now remember, you know, Hezbollah is right on the northern border, that border between Lebanon and Israel, and now they've got rockets which could be tipped with chemical warfare, chemical warheads, which could reach any city in Israel. So that's, it seems like that's a done deal. They're ramping up, they're accelerating, they're moving towards some sort of confrontation. The question is, who's going to pull the first, you know, who's going to fire the first shot? What is going to tip the scales and move all this into some sort of a, you know, full-blown conflagration? And I believe that it's sooner than later. I don't know, you know, how it's going to take place. I'm not sure of what events will lead up to it. But it seems to me, from my vantage point, that the stage is set and it's ready to happen, and it's going to happen sooner than later. So, you know, we're watching this. What's interesting, too, Dr. Stan, excuse me, while all this is going on, UFOs, and I realize in a moment I say that some people start rolling their eyes in your audience, but hear me out.
Well, people that listen to our programs regularly understand that they are manifestations of the other dimension, but go ahead.
And the idea is, in 1950, the year I was born, in the month of December, there was one sighting reported. Fast forward to 2008, the same year, and there are over 300 UFO sightings. I mean, the increase is unbelievable. And if the phenomena is real, it is burgeoning, it's not going away. These sightings are global. They are seen by everyone in all countries. What's interesting, Dr. Stan, is Britain, France, Belgium, and Mexico have all released, not all of their files, but many of their files, talking about this phenomena, that it is real, that they have it on film. And just recently, there was a program on the History Channel called I Know What I Saw. It was produced by Jamie Foxx for the History Channel, 2 hours long. What was interesting about this, you know how some of the debunkers and the skeptics are always saying, oh, the only people who see this is Bubba, some guy with a fourth grade education out in the sticks someplace. And what's interesting about the Jamie Foxx's production is he chose pretty much everyone from just really a cut above the general population. They were statesmen, they were generals, they were retired pilots, policemen, Air Force people, just all trained observers. And all these people went on the record, came on the record, with, of course, great expertise, and their credentials are certainly impeccable, saying that the phenomena that they saw was, you know, they don't know what they saw, but it was real, and they saw it. They know what they saw, hence the title of the program.
And Chris, I've known people, my wife has seen a UFO. She and her dad saw one time, and I know other people who certainly have seen UFOs. I mean, there's a fellow back at Harvard University, and I've forgotten whether his name is John Mack, or you probably know, is that John Mack or Marks?
John Mack.
John Mack. I mean, he's a psychologist, a psychiatrist, and he studied 5,000 alien abductions, and they all have essentially the same story. And there is a supernatural manifestation. We never heard our interviews with Barry Shavis about the return of the giants and what was seen over there in Israel. It was an amazing, amazing story. Hang on, we'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is certainly Lynn Marzulli, and go right ahead, Lynn.
You know, we're talking about the political landscape, you know, and specifically in the Middle East, and how these nations seem to be hell-bent, if I can use that word, on destroying Israel. You know, Islam is behind this. Radical Islam is certainly a wing of it, a participant of it, and Israel is surrounded, and this has been prophesied thousands of years ago. But along with these prophecies, enter the supernatural. It says that Satan comes with all signs and lying wonders. Jesus says, men fainting from fear from what's coming on the earth, that the elect would be deceived if that were possible. What is manifesting? And what is manifesting? And if it wasn't, I wouldn't be writing about it. But in July, there were 543 UFO sightings reported worldwide. Those are the only ones that were reported. We are seeing the phenomena take new turns and twists as, for instance, my wife and I saw a craft about 6 months ago. We saw an anomalous object in the sky, and as we watched it, it actually, as it began to vanish, it grew. It dissipated, but as it dissipated, it actually expanded, and then, boom, it was gone. And then it came back again in exactly the same place, and above it, we saw another light manifest that floated slowly down into the larger light. I mean, this is high strangeness, and we watched it. It was a perfectly clear night. There was no noise. We parked the car on the side of the road and watched this thing, observed it for at least 10 minutes. And I hate to say it, we got bored of it and left. And one thing I learned from that is rebuke first, ask questions later. In my opinion, Dr. Stan, you know, there's a passage in one of Paul's letters in 2 Thessalonians that talks about the restrainer. And there's arguments about who the restrainer is. Some people say, well, it surely must be the Holy Spirit. The only reason why I differ with that is we never see the Holy Spirit used in some sort of a militaristic way. He's called the Comforter. You know, Jesus, the warrior king. So the Holy Spirit, in my opinion, really doesn't fit that. But what we do see in the book of Revelation is the archangel Michael fighting and kicking out Satan from heaven. And in my opinion, it says in 2 Thessalonians that until he is taken out of the way, and I see, and this is what I believe, this is a personal belief, I believe that he has begun to be taken, where he is beginning to be taken out of the way. It's not, it doesn't, and Scripture isn't clear on this. It's not, is it a slow withdrawal? Is this taking out of the way?
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Sidney Lynn is raising the question of who is the restrainer? Who's keeping this whole thing from simply collapsing tomorrow? Who's keeping the war, holding off the war there in the Middle East? Because everything is in place for a war in the Middle East, mm-hmm. which I believe is going to be a nuclear war. And if you haven't read my January 2008 newsletter, shame on you. It goes into how the United States government at its highest levels, I call it the invisible government, has suddenly condoned, supported, allowed, permitted, encouraged the transfer of nuclear technology to Pakistan. How could a third-weight country like Pakistan build a nuclear weapon? Ask yourself that. Sit down and think about it. How could they do it? Why they were helped by the United States. Why would we do that? So that they could transfer nuclear technology to Iran and to the other Muslim countries. Why would we do that? Because we're preparing for a war, a nuclear war. And if you don't have a nuclear armed enemy, how are you going to have a nuclear war with all the horror and destruction and carnage that will go with it? And people say, this is crazy talk. Well, of course it's crazy talk, because we're not living in a rational world. We're living in a world that is guided by supernatural forces. Well, before I go on, because you really want to hear Lynn Marzulli, because you've heard me many times before, Lynn, I want you to get out your website. I want to get out how people can buy your book, because I would encourage people, if you don't have Lynn's book, get it. He needs the help and support, because he's on the front lines of this very real spiritual battle. He's got several excellent books out there that will help you understand politics, prophecy, and the supernatural. Go ahead, Lynn. Put it in for your book.
It's the best place to get it is www.lamarzulli.net. lamarzulli.net. lamarzulli. lamarzulli.net. That's my main website. You can see all the books, reviews, there's tons of reader feedback. You can link over to my daily blog. You can sign up for the monthly newsletter. Right now we've got guest columnist Dr. Mike Heiser, Dr. Stephen Eulish, Wardy Tong, who's a researcher, and, of course, my friend Bruce Collins, who has his own show, radio show. And all these gentlemen contribute different articles to the monthly news mag. And then, of course, I do interviews and lots of commentary. It's usually about 30 to 40 pages. It's just packed with information. Excuse me. Sorry about that.
Are you, Lynn, we need to get vitamin D3. No, seriously, large doses of it. I started to come down with a cough earlier this evening. I've got a big conference coming up this weekend. I said to my wife, you know, get me some D3, get me the antibiotic. I took it with dinner, and have you heard me cough one time?
Fantastic.
Say, stay away from sugar. You can go down to the health food store, get the Now products. Certainly, that's what we sell. They do an excellent job, and I'll ask Barbara to get some off to you. But you won't be able to get them, you know, for a few days. D3, 5,000 units. Take that along with a couple of antibiotic. Every 4 hours, you'll be over this. I believe you'll probably be over it if you have a normal immune system within 24 hours. So give it a try.
Okay.
Yeah, nothing to worry about. We'll get some of this off to you. But pick up the story.
Well, let me see. Elaine Marzulli.net, and you can get the books there, Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural. The Alien Interview is about to be released as a hardback. That is interviews with 17 people who have actually encountered the phenomenon of Close Encounters of the Second, Third, and Fourth Kind. You know, all this to say, Dr. Stan, that in my opinion, the political and the supernatural go hand in hand. And what we are seeing, as above, so below, we're watching this war in heaven begin to tumble and manifest openly on the earth. And what's interesting is that there are movies. It's almost like we're being programmed to this one event, to this revealing of the so-called extraterrestrial presence. And bear with me a second, as I want to tie this into an event that happened last Friday. Most of us are familiar with the Balloon Boy. I didn't see it, but I mean, I sort of followed it on the net. I didn't turn on the television. I was too busy, but I did follow it on the net and watch the updates specifically off of Drudge Report and Fox News. What was interesting is that this balloon was launched, and apparently this child, a six-year-old child, was supposedly aboard this UFO-shaped helium balloon. And this thing went on for 2 hours, and it went viral. And it became a media feeding frenzy as the media pounced on it. And every eye, we were all linked, synced, and on the same page together. And all that to say that the world is a small place. When an event like this happens, we see it in real time. We watch it together. We experience it together. Well, what if, and this, of course, is a big what if one of these craft, and you remember now, I'm going to talk about one such sighting, and I'm not going to use Bubba with the fourth grade education. I'm going to use two different pilots plus a radar operator over the English Channel who witnessed two large UFO shapes that came very close to their plane that were estimated as over a mile wide. We get a couple of these craft that just decide to manifest and sit there for, let's say, 72 hours. The planet will experience a paradigm shift. People's belief systems will be taxed and challenged, and unless you, the listening audience, understand what you're looking at and know that this is a supernatural manifestation and understand that it's not aliens from the Pleiades or some other star system, that this is the all signs and lying wonders that the Bible tells us of. It was prophesied thousands of years ago, and now it's happening in real time. And when that happens, Dr. Stan, unless a person is rooted and grounded, they will be deceived. And this, of course, I believe, is the great falling away, which, again, 2 Thessalonians talks about. And the word is apostasia in Greek, which means apostasy. It's a willful turning away from the truth, the strong delusion, the same place in that passage of Scripture in 2 Thessalonians chapter 4. Because they did not love the truth, God sends them strong delusion. Tied in with this, and then, you know, maybe step on people's toes here, but this is interesting. There are 50 million abortions which have taken place in this country. Abortions are blood sacrifice essentially to Satan. They open up a demonic gateway. And because of that, this country has become enervated, weakened. And now I think the number of abortions, I think global, have finally reached 1 billion. So, you know, all this is working together. It's not just one item or one leg of the octopus. It's multi-tentacled, and it's all working together to bring about the advent of that son of perdition, the man of sin. Most people call him the Antichrist. And all this is, you know, it's been prophesied, and Jesus himself says, when you see these things begin to happen, look up. Don't be afraid. We're not given a spirit of fear. But, you know, part of what I do, and I know what you do too, Dr. Stan, is to try to warn people of what is coming on the earth. And this thing is ramping up. I believe it's accelerating. And it's headed towards some sort of a climax.
I wouldn't disagree with you at all. In fact, I think that, you see, for thousands of years, why people have been working within the mystery religions and the secret societies, because there is this mystery knowledge, this secret that's been passed down for thousands of years, and basically the secret is pretty straightforward. There is another spiritual dimension. There is another God. You can contact that God who gives you total freedom to do whatever you want to. And if you tap into his power, you can have great wealth and great prosperity and drugs and sex and power and whatever you want to. And you can, of course, begin to manipulate matter with your own mind. Now, this is exactly what Dan Brown's book is bringing forth. And he doesn't go into all the detail, but he points out there have been the mystery religions, there is this secret, and of course that can actually begin to change material matter with their minds. And Matt Lauer, of course, interviewing Dan Brown, said, how can you do that? And Dan Brown, well, I really feel very disingenuously, says, I don't know. Of course he knows, because he talks about Manly P. Hall's book, The Secret Teachings of All Ages. Manly P. Hall was a Luciferian. And so they're tapping into this other spiritual dimension where, of course, Lucifer dwells along with his angels, and we see manifestations with certainly the alien sightings and the giant sightings, and probably a lot of these other sightings that have been reported from time to time seem so outlandish. Well, some of them are hoaxes, but some of them are manifestations of the other dimension. But the fact that certainly we would not only see the Rhonda Byrne's DVD and book, The Secret, you'll get so much play, and of course he tells you in the book what it's all about. You are God. You are God. You didn't know you were God, but you have the capacity to be God. Well, of course, that's Satan's own lie. It comes right out of the Garden of Eden. And now Dan Brown's book coming out with a very similar, although not identical, message, but getting into the deity of man, how man is perfectible. Why at this time in history? Well, I think that Lynn has pointed it out. We are moving towards the climax of recorded time. But pick it up, Lynn.
Absolutely. And frankly, you know, why is it that Dan Brown's books are sort of anointed? Why do they go to the head of a line? Why does Harry Potter's books, J.C. Rowling's book, why does the Harry Potter series all of a sudden take root? And again, in my opinion, I realize that some people might think this is wacko, but, you know, that's tough beans. It's like, I believe that they're satanically anointed. And that's why these books become sort of cultural phenomenon. I mean, the whole idea of the Merovingian bloodline, where the union between, the supposed union between Jesus and Mary Magdalene and the offspring and the Holy Grail, which is a Da Vinci Code was written about. And this thing was like, you know, thrown up the flagpole and looked at as truth. And people looked at it, and, you know, I answered emails constantly and had people calling me up, what is all this and is it true? And, you know, how do we know that it's not true? And it created a lot of confusion. Along the same lines as this, and I found this just incredible. Last week there was an article, and actually it was run on the Fox website. It gained front page. It was right there, right on the landing page on Fox. Drudge Report went with it, and other sites went with it. And what it had to do with Dr. Stan was a proclamation that an Italian scientist was able to duplicate the shroud. And so no one saw what the duplication looked like. We weren't privy to his experiment. We weren't shown any evidence at all. The media just came out and said, oh, the shroud's a fake. The Italian guy was able to produce it. Nothing could be further from the truth. It's at best a dreadful copy of the original. It shows none of the detail. When you photograph it, it doesn't show what the shroud does, because the shroud is actually a negative. And when you photograph it, it becomes a positive image. Of course, this would beg the question, if it's a medieval forgery, how would someone know that eventually the shroud would be photographed? How would they be able to paint or produce something that would show a three-dimensional figure of a crucified man? I mean, I can go on about this forever. People go, well, you know, the carbon dating proved that it was a medieval forgery. Well, if, and you can go on YouTube and look at this, and it's fascinating. It's like a six-part series. But when they actually show where they took the carbon dating, the sample from the cloth, it was in the lower left-hand corner. And it has been proven, and in my opinion, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that the sample that they took from the Shroud of Turin was absolutely skewed. It was rewoven with cotton threads which were dyed to look like the linen. This is all scientific. I mean, there's a gentleman who is now deceased who looked into this. He's not a Christian. He has no theological axe to grind, no dog in the hunt. He looked at the evidence. He's a scientist. And he just went, oh, my gosh, the sample of the shroud was taken from a piece of the cloth which had been rewoven with cotton fibers to shore up the damage to the cloth that had suffered in the 15th century or 14th century fire. So, I mean, you know, those people today who hold to the carbon dating thing really don't know what they're talking about. And the shroud, it's interesting. You see that it's like the news media immediately jumps on this because if the shroud is true, and I believe it is, I believe it's the actual burial cloth. If that's true, it speaks of an event that happened 2,000 years ago, which is real, which is so supernatural, which is going to happen again. It's almost like a harbinger or a prototype of the rapture of the church, because Jesus' body was translated in a twinkling of an eye, literally, and he moved into his resurrected body. How do we know that? Well, when he walks through the walls and he appears in front of his disciples, he says, "Here I am." He's able to walk through a wall. He's in his resurrected, translated body, and yet they all know him as Jesus. And so the shroud speaks of that. The shroud points to that. The shroud I've come to call it God's calling card. You know, and the skeptic still looks at it and won't believe no matter what you show him. But it's interesting how the media jumps on it, wants to negate anything to do with the supernatural at all. And even though we celebrate Christmas and Easter, which or Resurrection Sunday in this country, those supernatural events have been reduced to Christmas trees, mistletoe, the giving of gifts. It has nothing to do with the prophecy and the fulfillment, the virgin birth, and the first advent. And the same thing, quite frankly, with when we get Palm Sunday. Most people don't understand that the palm has really, okay, they put palms down, but, you know, they think it's all about a little palm. It has nothing to do with anything. Jesus rides into Jerusalem that day, right before his crucifixion, and he's fulfilling prophecy literally to the letter. Because in Daniel it says, you know, from the time at the temple is decreed to be rebuilt until Messiah comes will be so many years, and Jesus rides in precisely that day, and then later says and holds Israel accountable as a nation, says, "Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how I would have gathered you as a hen gathers her chicks, but you did not know the day of your visitation." Holds them accountable to know the scripture. And so how much more us when we've got, you know, Bibles and a gazillion translations, we can go on the internet and see any translation we want. It's all right there, and yet the vast majority of the people have no idea, let's say, what Palm Sunday is. So we're being sort of stripped of anything supernatural, and yet it's manifesting all around.
And yet, of course, the supernatural is real, and I have no question at all. Certainly, there's no way that Jesus could have done the things that are described in the scriptures unless there is a supernatural realm. But there is supernatural things that take place all the time. Only since we can't explain them, we certainly want to ignore them. But they're there. They're real. And we'll be back in just a moment to wrap up the program with Lynn Marzulli.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We know America is changing, but most of the changes that are taking place seem to be designed to take away our freedom. And what can you do to remedy the current situation? Well, you can become informed, and one of the best ways to become informed is to subscribe to Republic Magazine, because that magazine provides the information that's suppressed in most other news magazines. If you want to oppose the effort to establish a one-world government, if you want to preserve freedom here in the United States and throughout the world, I suggest you subscribe to Republic Magazine, and you can do that by calling 1-800-873-1620. That's 800-873-1620. Or access their website at www.republicmagazine.com. That's republicmagazine.com. I suggest you get extra copies for your family and your friends.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
Along with the supernatural manifestations that are taking place today. You go there, but then one more time.
Sure, it's lamarzulli.net, lamarzulli.net, lamarzulli.net.
And the telephone number.
It's 310-457-5564. You can order by phone if you want to. 310-457-5564.
God bless you. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye. Okay, fine. Well, I hope our listeners enjoyed the program. And Lynn does a great job. His information is valid. He loves the Lord. And he's simply given up a great deal to get this information out. And certainly when the senior pastor at his church simply, wouldn't even allow the people in the church there to read his book, why, of course, that came to the parting of the ways. And Lynn is dependent upon the people who support him, but he's writing, getting the information, compiling it. There are all sorts of manifestations of the supernatural today. Not imaginary, very real. And we have a book on the alien intervention. It's a book on the supernatural. Certainly we have, of course, my interviews with Constance Cumby. We have, of course, a 4-tape set on the supernatural. Actually, 4-CD set, interviews with Joanna Michelson. Certainly the information is there. Certainly, if you want a real education, you'll want to get the Secret Mystery series of DVDs. There are three of them put out by Chris Pinto. In fact, I personally believe this is why Dan Brown wrote his book, was to neutralize the Secret Mystery series, The Secret Mystery of America's Beginning, Riddles in Stone, The Secret Architecture of Our Nation's Capital, and The Eye of the Phoenix. The story of the back of the dollar bill. Those three DVDs, I mean, each one of them play a very small part. I'm not very important, but the production is, they're very professionally done, and they're available by calling 1-800-544-8927.
1-800-544-8927. If you want to be effective in this battle, let me suggest you seriously consider getting a case of my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Ordinarily, they market it for $12.95, but for a suggested gift of $250, it comes to $149.95 plus the shipping. Why, you can get a case of the book, 60 of them, and you can pass them out. You can sell them. You can do whatever you want to, but you need the weapons to convince people about the supernatural element of what's going on today. So if you'd like to get a case of my book, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. You won't get the books until we actually have the enough people who pledge so we can go ahead and do the printing. But we hope you'll want to get a case of the books. A wonderful opportunity to come up with an effective weapon that you can utilize to educate others about the true supernatural struggle that's taking place today. Now, of course, if you'd like to, of course, get our information on the swine flu epidemic. We got a great 4-CD set on the swine flu epidemic, vaccines, vaccine update, 2009. Certainly, Dr. Ayub's excellent DVD, Mercury Autism, and the global vaccine program, and then Dr. Russell Blaylock's excellent DVD, Vaccines and Brain Development, and we have so much more. Go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com, and of course you can listen to our programs there, we can watch our DVDs, you can read our newsletters, but of course help us get the information out and prepare the people for the difficult times that lie ahead. And then please pray for America, pray for revival, pray for our leaders and our ministers, pray for President Obama, but please pray for Radio Liberty.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the 20th of October 2009 version of the Power Hour. Thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you for not watching the television. Thank you for being above the average. That's right, far above the average, by actually tuning off Balloon Boy, the balloon bust, the balloon hoax, whatever you want to call it. And it is that. It's now turned out to be one big, huge hoax. Not as big as what we're doing in Afghanistan and Iraq, but, you know, it's enough to keep the people focused on it. Now, again, as we said yesterday, you know, the two Al-Qaeda cartoon characters have now been proven to be that. Adam Gadon, who, a.k.a. Adam Perlman, that's right, ladies and gentlemen, had quite a conversion, wouldn't you say, from Jew to Muslim? Well, it's turned out that he's kind of a cartoon poster boy now for the fraud that's going on. But you see, we want everybody in this country, not we, but they, the media, who follow lockstep after whatever they're told to do by those in charge, are telling everybody, but this is a fraud. This is a fraud. The balloon hoax. The balloon hoax. 2 hours in the air. What about 8 years of fraud? What about 25 years of fraud? What about fraud since 1933? Oh, don't watch that. Watch the other hand over here that gives you Franklin Graham going to North Korea. That's right. Of all the diplomats, of all the people that I would want to see go to North Korea, it would probably be Franklin Graham. I mean, what are they thinking? He and Greta Van Susteren. he wants to have places of worship in North Korea. Really? Well, they sort of don't have any right now. I wonder if they even know who Franklin Graham is, other than the guy who probably bought the ticket for the trip for Greta Van Susteren. That's my own personal opinion. Now, what's really in the news? Have you heard the story of what they're doing to Sheriff Arpaio? What Homeland Security and the federal government wants to do to him? You see, he keeps arresting illegal aliens. And then your question would be, well, why is he arresting illegal aliens? Because they're illegal. And it seems that Homeland Security can't quite get it. So they've told him to quit arresting illegal aliens or they're going to charge him with racial profiling. I think I figured out why they're after Sheriff Arpaio. We'll talk about that because I think it's a very good answer to this little story. And now we've got, yes, ladies and gentlemen, in the state of Minnesota, we've got confirmed hog flu. That's right. A U.S. hog has tested positive for the pandemic H1N1 flu virus for the first time ever. What does that mean? You would say, well, maybe I shouldn't eat hog. Maybe? Oh, no. The news says it doesn't make any difference because hogs that are used for show are different than hogs that go into the food supply. Oh, really? What happens to an old show hog? I don't know, maybe I'm just being conspiratory, but I thought maybe they might be slaughtered. Anyway, what are we going to do? We are going to look at people who have had the swine flu vaccine and the flu vaccine and realize, don't even touch it. The audio of the girl who took the cheerleader, the promising cheerleader who took the regular flu vaccine, it's enough to make you just absolutely, I don't know. I can't imagine anybody looking at that video and then saying, yeah, I'm going to take my chances. We're going to talk about that. Swine flu mandate for New York healthcare workers. I think people like Rose from New York have done one bang-up good job in saying not no, but heck no, and the judge has made a decision. We'll talk about that. The pandemic.